Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how do we find ways of healing and protecting ourselves from the trauma of abuse in our lives or in the lives of our children. My guest this evening is Jennifer Grube, who has written an inspiring book entitled Whispers of Inspiration, a book of easily remembered sayings to help us build a shield of protection and self-understanding and inspiration from trauma that may have affected us in our lives. Jennifer Grube is a corporate and personal coach and past president of the Lehigh Valley National Association of Social Workers. She has spent nearly three decades of her life dedicated to the protection of children and vulnerable people. Her practice centers on child abuse prevention and treatment services geared to strengthening families internally. While trauma is often wrought with anguish, this book celebrates hope and healing for those who engage in its reading. It's a pleasure to welcome Jennifer Grube to WDIY.
Oh, thank you very much, Eleanor.
Well, I want to thank you for writing this very special book. When I first looked at it, Jennifer, I said, these one lines, I said, it couldn't be. But, you know, each line that you have written is especially inspiring and helpful and meaningful. It takes time to digest, and then it makes your spirit soar just to think about it. How did you come to write this very special, inspirational book?
Well, you know, Eleanor, I see it as an opportunity to really celebrate the champions that I and teams that I've worked with have come in contact with from California to New York, Maine to Florida. And what I've come away from with working with folks across the country is that we all contend with trauma. It could be physical trauma, emotional trauma. And what I found is that often people don't necessarily talk about these challenges. And of course, anonymity is extremely important in therapeutic relationships. So what I wanted to be able to do in my short journey here is to really give credence to how folks overcome in their life journey. Also, with the quotes, I wanted to be able to tell a short story.
Give us an example of a quote.
Sure. Just last evening, I myself experienced a life trauma. An uncle passed away who was just an extremely good man. And in my short ride here today to come and meet with you, I picked up the book and went through it because, of course, it recognizes other people's trauma and triumphs. Of course, I came across one that definitely spoke to helping me, and it says on page 104, "Good men must die, yet death cannot kill their good name, nor the gift of character they've offered to others." And it made me smile because that was my uncle.
Tell me, this was your saying. This was not something that you borrowed from another poet or another philosopher. These are your sayings, Jennifer. Is that right?
They are.
You came up with them from your own thinking. Is that correct?
Yes. Once you've turned 29-something and you've worked in your arena of work for a couple decades, we all have different ways to carry with us the treasures that we've experienced, and treasures meaning the soft things. You know, you look to what uplifts you. And one of the ways that I've continued on my path to kind of stay focused and also positive is I've written down the quotes that reflect work that I've done with different people. And all of these quotes, each one tells a story of a real life person or persons.
And this is very important so that for each experience that you've had a thought, and you have written it down. And as you contemplated, as you went over the life of your uncle, you came up with it. Read that again, would you?
This one says, "Good men must die, yet death cannot kill their good name nor the gift of character they've offered others."
I think that's a very special and meaningful saying, that death does not end a person's life. It's the memory of them that lingers, and it's we who are responsible for carrying forth that memory. That's very special and very beautiful. Give us another one, Jennifer.
Well, another one that also recognizes special people in our lives as far as a death, and actually in my book in the acknowledgement sections, there's a few of those folks that are mentioned. This one in particular also helped me this morning. It says, and there's a picture of actually a man and a boy, who the boy is playing football. So, and the man who's obviously a coach is behind him, and he has his hand on his shoulder. And the quote that I noted is, "He dedicated his life to raising children. Some were kids by blood, and some were kids by bond. May the character, loyalty, and dignity he instilled become a legacy for all to cherish."
That says something about every coach who has, every person who has been a coach to a team, who's given their life and dedicated themselves. So a little bit of him or her lives on in each person and each child that they've coached. That is very beautiful. Each one of these pages, I must tell our listening audience that the book consists of, each page has a picture, and under the picture is a quote, which is so meaningful and so helpful. Now, you have worked with survivors from abuse. They also tell a story. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY. This is your host, Elena Barbro. And tonight I'm talking with Jennifer Grube, who is a corporate and personal coach who has been a lifelong advocate of children and who is celebrating hope and healing through her book, Whispers of Inspiration, which is a treasure. So tell us what you have about people who've survived abuse.
Well, you know, there's different types of abuse. You're very well aware of, Eleanor, with your decades of experience. There's one quote in particular on page 81. I'll try to describe the picture. The picture shows a woman who's coiled with her hands, her head in her hands, and her head is down on her hands. You can't see her face. And behind her, there's a very strong-looking male with his hands grabbing her hair.
Which is very disheveled.
Yes. So it's obvious that there's something horrific either happening or going to happen. And the quote says, "Violence is to venom as peace is to passion."
And tell us the story behind this picture and behind the saying. Violence is venom as peace is to passion.
Yes. Well, I think that often in violent situations, you have people who forget about what peace is and how passion and peace correlate. And oftentimes, we've had both women and some men who've talked about the relationship. And I wanted to identify how violence and venom is really one and the same and totally different than peace and passion.
Most people don't understand that, and very often, particularly with words, people can understand physical violence, but very often, particularly, I'm not sure whether you find this in your practice, but very often men find words not as offensive as, let's say, physical abuse. It's a word, and they don't understand the impact of that word on the heart of their partner. Would you agree with that?
I do agree, absolutely. And I think also sometimes it has to do with how most men and women communicate differently.
That is the actual essence of it, isn't it? That men and women do communicate differently. And then on page 63, you have this very interesting comment, "The box of horrors shrink and grows as she contends with the demons within," which I thought were very powerful, because it's only when a person is able to contend with the trauma and with the demons within that healing can begin. Do you find that?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. In fact, this quote celebrates survivorship of a now adult survivor of child sexual abuse. And within the therapeutic process, if I can give you just a little background, this particular woman experienced child sexual abuse and eventually through her life had different trials and tribulations, including criminal history, drug and alcohol abuse, mental health issues. And when she started to work on herself, one of the activities in the session included her coming up with a box that can house these horrors. And she literally would come to a session and have a small, tiny box, like an earrings would fit in, and then she would have a larger box, like a shoe box.
Well, I think that is really wonderful to hear about the healing of acknowledging the traumas. And we're going to talk more about this wonderful book of Whispers of Inspiration when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Jennifer Grube, who is the author of a very interesting book, a very inspirational book called Whispers of Inspiration. And Jennifer, you derive these sayings from your own personal experience with different cases and different examples in your own life. Is that correct?
That's correct, both from mine and also from the advocates who I've worked with throughout the years.
And when you say the advocates, you're referring to?
Well, both professionals and paraprofessionals. That
in what field?
In the field of mental health, juvenile justice, children and youth, drug and alcohol.
So dealing with children and dealing with issues of abuse from childhood through adolescence through adulthood is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
So for each of the instances that you have dealt with, sometimes you've come up with an expression or thought, and you've written it down.
That's exactly right.
And the result is Whispers of Inspiration, and I'm so glad you whispered. And I'm so glad that you wrote them down, because they really are very inspiring. Let's go to an example in the book you have here on page 105. Can you read it for us?
Sure. This quote on 105 speaks as follows. It says, "Champions maintain a foreshadowing of the finish line, even when recoiling from battle."
Huh, that's interesting. So they are recoiling from battle, but still looking toward the finish line.
Yes.
Tell us how you came to that.
This one in particular reflects on a couple who was going through a traumatic divorce, and the gentleman that I was working with spoke of himself recoiling from battle. Yet in the process of healing, he was able to see his focus and recognize the importance of his healthy family, pulling things together for his children and seeing the light.
Ah, that very interesting. And how did that resolve itself? Did it work out well for him and the family?
It did.
Yeah, I think that's very important for people to understand in working through divorce issues, that they come to some resolve so that it's a healthy outcome. It's painful. It's painful.
Yes.
But it can be a healing if it's handled well. And so let's repeat that. Champions maintain a foreshadowing of the finish line, even when recalling from the battle. Very, very nicely said, Jennifer. That is an inspirational thought. Let's go to another one. Let's go to the one with your dog, Big Pauly. I think this is important for us all. Tell us what Big Pauly has to say.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Many of us have pets who we cherish, and I have to admit, I do take pictures of Big Pauly, who is a 7-pound white Pomeranian. And when I was looking at some of the quotes and trying to pair them with important or pictures that were reflective of what I was saying. This picture of Big Pauly, it's him in a pile of leaves in the fall, and the way the sun is hitting him from behind, and he's white, the way the sun is hitting him from behind, it looks like the sun is shining through his ears. And so listen to this quote, which I thought really matched well. The quote says, "We all must encourage ears to resonate and mouths to hesitate."
Very well said. So what you're saying here is we need to be careful to listen and hear and really wait to contemplate before we respond. Otherwise, we're reacting.
Absolutely.
Like the dog barking when the leaves rustle or a bird interrupts his whatever he's doing. So the dog can become reactive. And what you're saying is what we each need to do is to be reflective.
Yes.
Reflect. Listen to what we hear. Listen. Hear the sounds. Hear the words. But think about it. Let it digest. And then respond.
That's right.
Right?
You know, we have two ears and one mouth. As my father used to say when we were children, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So this is...
That's very interesting.
So Big Pauly is saying, encourage ears to resonate and mouths to hesitate.
Well said. Well said. Now, you have something here about there's a gentleman who is in a wheelchair, and he is... But he's got a ball with him, and it looks like he's going to be active in sports. Can you tell us about that one?
Yes, you know, folks who contend with physical trauma, for example, at the result of a car accident or something else, maybe a sport accident, you know, it happens immediate. They're healthy, vibrant, and you know, it's often difficult for them to overcome from this. So this particular quote speaks of a young man who actually has overcome physical trauma. He's currently in a wheelchair.
How did he get into the wheelchair?
He was in a car accident. So, but it's just amazing. He had such drive and determination. He within weeks of when the trauma happened, he was speaking about survivorship. And the photo on page 55 is a gentleman in a wheelchair, and he has a basketball on the side. And the quote goes like this: "When the going gets tough, the tough make a choice to survive and thrive."
And the important word there is choice.
Yes.
The tough make the choice to survive and thrive, which means that we all have that choice to make regardless of what life presents to us. And here he was in a wheelchair with a basketball. And did he play wheelchair basketball?
Actually, he was in the process of getting ready to do that.
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing.
From a wheelchair.
That's right.
So that each of us has the power to survive and thrive no matter what life throws at us.
That's right. And if we choose.
If we choose. And here's the inspiring picture of this gentleman, his chest thrust out. He's got that ball confidently in his hand, and he's sitting in the wheelchair, and he's going to survive and thrive. That is an inspiring picture and inspiring for all of us. So that, because we're living in difficult times right now, Jennifer. And while we may not have a car accident, some people have lost their jobs, and it becomes very difficult to know how to gather one's energies to say, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. We
Absolutely.
Don't know how, but we're going to make it. We're going to thrive, and we are going to survive. That's a very powerful image for all of us. Mm. You know, I'm so glad you included it. There's a picture here of a little boy in his pajamas with his teddy bear. And it says, as he shuffles slowly across the floor in his pajamas, he counts each step as a respite from the monster under the bed. Now, when I looked at that, I said, oh, he's coming away. He has had bad dreams, and he's looking for his mom. What's the actual story of that picture?
Well, the actual story is actually traumatic, was traumatic for him, and it reflects on the young boy who's about six at the time. He described the monster under his bed because he didn't... quite know how to express the fact that he was being sexually abused by a member of the household. So shuffling across the floor was his way, or my way, of reflecting how he talked about not wanting to go to sleep at night. Because, unfortunately, at night, that's when the trauma would happen to him.
And it was also his way of protecting family members, because he was not revealing who it was. He was just saying the monster.
That's right.
So he was being protective and yet afraid and looking for help.
That's right.
So this was very, very special. Was this little boy able to get help?
He's still in the process.
And is he still a little boy?
No, he's older now. I would say he's probably 10 years older than, so he's probably about 16, 17 now.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So when abuse occurs in very little children, it lasts a very long time.
Oh, absolutely.
And it affects their entire lives. Can you tell us how sexual abuse in growing up can affect a person growing up? How they don't really get over it and how they have to deal with it?
Absolutely. In fact, it reminds me of a quote that a gentleman, not a quote, but something that a gentleman told me when in treatment. He had mental health issues. He developed drug and alcohol issues.
How old was this person?
He was in his 40s, and he was an astute artist. Beautiful paintings. And in the course of treatment. One day he came in and he said, you know, sometimes I feel like every day I put on my coat of armor in order to contend with the challenges of the day. And so that's just one example of how abuse perpetrated early on in life can really have an impact in all areas of someone's life. So it is important that they seek out help and intervention.
So, and it doesn't go away without that help and intervention. Now, how can a person get a hold of this book? And I think it's important to have our listeners understand that every book sold, you are contributing the entire profit to a nonprofit organization for the help of survivorship from abuse. Is that accurate?
100% of the proceeds from book sales will be donated back to charity that incorporates prevention, education, and counseling services.
And yes. How can they get a hold of a copy of the book?
They simply go to jennifergrube.com, and they also can go to their local bookseller or online.
I want to thank you so much, Jennifer Grube, corporate and personal coach, for sharing your book, Whispers of Inspiration, for all who need healing and maybe a touch of inspiration. Thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives by recognizing that while we are not in charge of what happens to us, we are in charge of how we respond to life situations. For an inspiring read, be sure to get a copy of Whispers of Inspiration to help you choose and remember that there is a way to overcome life's difficulties. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.